Blog Talk Radio.
Give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself. I give myself away so can. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell me.
Here I am. Here I am.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are.
is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Your host, Ivor Henry. And of course, we're going to be here with you until high noon in my neck of the woods. It's August 20th, 2022. Imagine that. We are long gone past the half a mark in August, getting very close to a special month, September. So we still have another Saturday to go in this month. So folks, we ask you to stick and stay, and be entertained. Well, just thinking about giving myself away. Next month, I will be giving away. I will not be giving myself away. Imagine that. We're also invited to share your thoughts, your ideas, and comments. So we share with us what entices you, what thrills you, what excites you, what frustrates you, or even annoy you. We like you. 563-999-3693. The folks know we are going to be into our inspirational portion until the top of the hour. Then we'll bring you sports at 10 o'clock. Of course, we're going to have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Cardinal will be bringing that to you. Compliments, Mr. Audley Watson. Of course, we'll have commentary by Cardinal. We'll have him greeting his special fans. 10:45, we're going to be having Dawn and Debbie. They're going to be coming in to tell us about the wonderful works they're doing over there in Antigua and Barbuda. Going to help the less fortunate. And of course, 11 o'clock, we're going to have an open line type. We're going to have open discussion things. We're going to be speaking about rising prices. And we've gone from inflation to shrinkflation. And we'll discuss that a little bit. Of course, we have other topics, and you two can bring something. But before we do all that, let us go ahead and welcome Mr. Barbara. She will be bringing us an opening prayer and, of course, the Word of God. So let me just go ahead and get on cue here with us to say good morning to the folks. And just before we even do that, let me just go ahead and say good morning to Mertrees. Let's find out what's happening over there in New York and with her before we go into our opening prayer. Good morning, Mertrees.
Good morning, Ivan. How are you?
Oh, I am wonderful. I am well. And so good to hear you this morning. Up and ready and raring to go, I would imagine.
Not fully, but on my way.
On your way. Okay, well, we're here to entertain
on
you.
Way.
On your way. Okay, well, we have quite a number of folks online here with us already. Well, on the telephone, and we know folks can view us via the World Wide Web. It's blogtalkradio.com/Caribbean Global Voices. So I'll just take this liberty to ask you about your mom and your entire household and what's been happening.
The entire household is doing fine. My mom, she's still back home. She's doing fine. Well, I hope not too fine, so she would be blown away. So, because she has to come back here. So,
entertainment has started.
Yes, but everything's going well. Thank God for life. I want to say good morning, welcome to all who are listening, and wishing you all a superb Saturday. Go out, enjoy, do what you have to do. Give a smile to someone. You never know what that might do for their day. So, be kind.
Okay, well, thank you for that. I hope that Mama Bob is in good space because she just sent home a friend and sister with the home going. That was for Merle. So let's hope that she's in a good space at this time. Okay, we'll get a little bit more of that into the conversation. So, any special hellos before we come to this Bible report?
Hello to the staff, the Cardinal, Lynette, you, Barbara. I'm forgetting someone. Help me. Help.
Well, you forget about me.
No, I call you. I know. I always forget her name. I don't know why. I have to chisel it in my brain. Kathleen.
Yes.
And all the fans of Caribbean Global Voices. Oh, that has a nice ring to it.
Yes. All right, then. Well.
Yes. Good morning to all.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see if we can get Sister Barbara up. I see she was up early. Yes, she's on. Good morning. How are you doing? How is Georgia?
Good morning. Yes, good morning.
Good morning, everybody out there.
Under the sound of my voice, listen air to this Saturday. We give God praise and glory for another day of life and health and strength. So, Father, today, this morning, to you be all the glory, the honor, and the praise, dear God. Lord, you woke us up this morning because you have a plan for us, dear God. We thank you, dear Father, that many went to sleep and probably did not wake, but you have a plan for us to wake us up today in the land of the living. And we give you glory and praise and honor, dear God. We thank you that you're a loving Heavenly Father that we can come to, that we can trust, and that we can depend upon, dear God. Lord, when men, oh God, would turn against us or say anything, dear Father, we know that we have a steadfast love from you, that we can look to you, oh God. You can look to you for strength. We can look to you for wisdom. We can look to you for direction. And then, Father, how it's such a privilege, oh God, to have somebody like you in our life, there, God. So we love you. We praise you. Pray for every voice, every person today who's under the sound of our voice this morning, there, God. Lord, I pray, dear Father, that they will just hear something, dear God, that will touch their hearts. Each and every person that is going through today, those who aren't feeling well, Lord, we pray for the healing of their bodies, dear Father. We pray that you will touch them, dear God. We have them to know that you are the great physician, dear Father, if they would just believe. Dear Father, remember those who are incarcerated this morning, dear Father. Lord, comfort them and help them to know that you too have a plan and purpose for them where they are. Dear God, that they would get to know you, oh God, even in a closer way, dear Father, that they would seek your face even there. So remember, oh God, even Iva, oh God, over this registration, dear Father. Lord, I pray that you would just continue to build this man of God up in your ways and in your strength and in your life, dear God. Lord, you said you call men because young men because they're strong, dear Father, and you too have a purpose for his life. So I pray that you will continue, oh God, to show your will and your purpose in his life, dear Father, even as he would have this station. We love you, we praise you, we bless you. Remember all these things that are going on in the world, dear Father. But, dear Father, we know you are in control and nothing, dear God, that your eyes do not see. And in your own time, dear God, Lord, you will come forth. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you again. Thank you for more treats, oh God, who's not feeling too well, as she said, but, you know, Lord, we thank you that she has you, oh God. Lord, she has you as her strength. You are our Father, their Father. So I pray that she will just hold on to you and trust you. Trust your word, because your word is life. Dear God, you said death and life is in the power of the tongue. So I thank you today that she's speaking life to her body. She's speaking life, oh God, to everything. Because, Lord, we thank you that you are her Savior. We love you, we praise you, we bless you, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And for remembering everyone, those who are, they can say, down and out, because we don't know about this place, but, you know, the God is a great God, a loving God, a forgiving God. And although he knows we are worthy of his praise, just always, always there for us. And folks, always remember, one set of footprints in this land, always remember that. So when you think you're carrying yourself, no, just look back and say, that footprint belongs to Lord, not just you. Yes, we give thanks every time. Cleansing and healing, and power and the protective blood, we would always give thanks. It's such a simple thing that is asked of us. Just give thanks. All we have to say is, thank you, Lord. And for those who don't believe in God, as soon as something happens to them, what's the first thing come out of their mouth? Calling on the Lord. Oh God, God, Father, what have you? Christ. You've been called by so many names. Jehovah, Christ, Lord, Jesus, whatever. But we are calling on the higher power. So of course, his blood is covered us. He has paid the ultimate price. And I want to thank you again, Sister Barbara, for that opening prayer. We've been touched. But you know what? I'm going to summon you. I'm going to ask you to take it one step further. Maybe go into the word a little bit, because we're into the inspirational portion. We go up until 10 o'clock. And Leon would be happy for this as well. He too has been going through some things, death after death after death, but we do not consider it final. On earth, yes, it's final. So that him too is man who's been going through stuff, heard from him the other day, and he would have had to change a few plans because of these unexpected deaths. So maybe I'm going to turn it over to you. So just follow up that opening prayer. Yeah. I know you can do it.
Okay, let's go into the word, and we're going to remember in Jeremiah 29:11. We can go from there and start our praises there. Our loving Heavenly Father said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." He said, "Then you will call upon me and go and pray, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart." So I just want to ask a question this morning. Are you feeling discouraged? Are you feeling tempted to give up? Or perhaps you feel like you've been overlooked, forgotten, mistreated? We too had a situation like that even through this week, that we have been mistreated. But we know it's Satan's goal to get us to, you know, to throw in the towel and call it quit. But discouragement is Satan's favorite weapon. That's why it's so important for us to go into the Word and learn the Word of God, because this is our only weapon against Satan. It's to speak the Word. Speak the Word. Just like the Lord said, it is written. But remember this. While disappointments are inevitable, discouragement is a choice. We have to make that choice. I was kind of discouraged in this week, a day or two. My fiance and I, exactly what we are talking about. But you know, it was a choice for me to stay discouraged or go back and remember what the Lord says. Forgive one another. Love one another. Because, you know, it's not about me. It's not about us. The purpose of our life is far greater than our own personal fulfillment. It's even more than our peace of mind and even our happiness is far greater than family, your career, and your wildest dreams and ambitions. If you want to know why you were placed on this planet, you must begin with God. We were born by his purpose and for his purpose. Because we won't really discover life and its meaning by looking within ourselves. We probably tried out already, but we didn't create ourselves. So there's no way that we can tell ourselves what we were created for. If I hand you an invention, you won't know its purpose, and the invention itself won't be able to tell you either. Only the creator of the own manual could reveal its purpose. So who knows the manual? Who has the manual for all life? Christ, because he was our creator. So letting God use us for his purpose and not for our own purposes. Being successful and fulfilling our life's purpose are not all the same issue. We have to trust God because, again, he is the one that has our purpose. He was the one that created us. So once we yield to the devil's like whispers of doubt and fear, we quickly find ourselves trapped in a web of, you know, self-pitying ourselves. Soon afterwards, we try to justify our feelings of anger and envy and jealousy. Encouragement really comes to those who are just looking to justify themselves. That's why we have to trust in the Lord. Go to God. He has all the answers. Because, you know, during a difficult time in Israel history, God directed Jeremiah to speak words of hope and encouragement to the disheartened exiles in Babylon. He said in Jeremiah 29, "But I know the thoughts that I plan towards you." And this is exactly what he's saying to each and every one of us. "I know the plan. Put your name there. I know the plan that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." If we're ever to reach our full potential, we must understand a very important truth, that God is for us. God is not against us. God is for us. So be encouraged today. God has your best interests at heart. And at times, you know, he often uses trials to position us for greater blessings. So even in times of great disappointment, God has our best interest in mind. It's just like a rose out there with the thorns, a rose tree. We see the thorns, but what beautiful roses come out of those thorns. That's why when we're going through stuff, as long as we respond to it correctly, go to God about it, listen to him, go to his direction, we see the beautiful rose that can come out of our lives. People can only see Christ through us. He wants to use every disappointment and every hardship for our benefit. He desires that we see him only as our source of salvation and blessing. So when we look around us, we can't find the answer. We must look up to God. For he said that we must seek him first. He said if we seek him, we will find him if we search for him with all our hearts. And the only way that we can seek God and get to know God is his word. Because his word is his mind to us, is what he's saying to us. When we pray, we back to him. So if we want to know the way that God thinks, we ought to pick up our Bibles and read and seek him. Seek him over more than anything else that we desire in life. Because seeking stuff just empty. But when we go to God, we have this relationship with our Heavenly Father, and we sit in his lap and talk about him and tell him exactly how, you know, how we feel. He knows. He said if we call on him in Jeremiah 29:12, He said, we call upon him and go and pray to him. He said he will listen to us. He said if we seek him again, and he said we're going to find him if we search for him with all our hearts. That's a loving, wonderful Heavenly Father. That's our Creator. That's the one that who has the manual for our lives. Because it's not about us. It's all about him. He is the one that can fulfill our lives, that has our fulfillment. Personally, I can speak about that on my own. I know what the Lord has done for me. I know where God has brought me from. It was not about me, myself, and I. It's about, Father, I want to get to know you. I know my mom took me to church in Sunday school from the time I was small and, you know, hearing so much about you and stuff like that. But I remember this one time I went, his Holy Spirit was upon me. And I went in the closet, I remember, in my little bedroom. And I said, Father, I want to get to know you for myself. I know my mom took me to church. I know, you know, I've been going to church, this and that. But no. I want to get to know you for myself. And it was the best simple prayer that I ever prayed in my life. My life was changed. That desire to get to know God. And in getting to know God, I got to know the purpose for living. I got to know when things come, when hardship comes, when trials come, when people let you down, when you were disappointed with decisions that people made, run to God. Run to God. He is the one with all those answers. So how could we discover our purpose that we were created for? We only have two options. First, one of the options is like speculation. This is where most people are. They just guess or they speculate about the purpose of life. For thousands of years, you know, people just thought that I can do this on my own. We cannot do it on our own. We need Jesus. We must discover our identity and purpose through a relationship with Jesus Christ. God was thinking about us even long before we ever thought about him. And our life fits into a much larger cosmic purpose that God has designed us for eternity. God has designed us for a relationship with him. So today, feel encouraged. Feel encouraged with God's unfailing love for us. For Isaiah 54:10, he says, for the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you, and my covenant of peace shall not be removed, says the Lord. He is the one that has compassion on us. In spite of everything that we do, I and all of us should want our legacy when we leave this life, because we're going to leave this life. It's appointed unto man once to die, as the Bible says, and after this is a judgment. People say, oh, you come in with some dreary thoughts and dreary things you're saying this morning. But it's reality. It's a fact of life. It's inevitable. We all have to pass that way. The only thing, the only security that we have is Jesus. The only security that we're going to take with us is that relationship that we had with Jesus Christ. That's by accepting him as our personal Lord and Savior. You might say, oh, that's your opinion. But what, let's say, suppose that we're really right about what we're saying, and we really, which we are, because Jesus said, I am the way. It didn't say a way. He said he is the way, the truth, and the life, meaning that there's no other way but just through him. He said, unless we come to him, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We have to go through his son, Jesus Christ. That's why the purpose that he sent Jesus here, he came as God, When he came as Jesus, he's God, but he came as Jesus to pay for us in debt in full. He said, there's no other way. There's no other way to have eternal life. Jesus loves us. Jesus loves us. If we were the only persons left, he would have died for us. That's how much he loves us. He wants us to spend eternity with him because he knows the consequences of sin. For he said the consequences of sin is death. But he said the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So we have a decision. We have a decision today. Are we going to choose life? Are we going to choose death? That is up to us. The price is already paid. The price is already paid in full. Plus nothing. We have to give nothing. It's a free gift. He said it's a gift of God. If you give me a gift, you don't expect me to give you a dollar or a cent for it. Because if I give you a cent or a dollar, it is no more a gift. So it is freely given to us by Jesus. So no work, no performance. But of course, after we accept Jesus Christ into our lives, we will be living out the life of Christ. So we have a decision to make today. Everyone under the sound of my voice, Jesus loves you. He loves you, he loves you, he loves you. And he paid our sin debt in full. Is either that we're going to accept what Jesus Christ did for us, or we're going to pay for it ourselves? In hell? Yes. But Jesus desires, he said, he desired that all of us would come to repentance. So today, lastly, I want to share and continue to tell you that God has an unfailing love for us. The flame of God, it does not flicker in the wind of our waywardness. His love, it remains steadfast in spite of all unresponsiveness and all rebellion. But even in the midst of them, God's kindness leads us to repentance and his love does not alter. His affection towards us does not waver in any way according to our behavior. Because he is love and he is steadfast. We cannot earn what we never deserve any more than what we can pay for what has been freely given to us. People may come and people may go. We know that in our life. People come and they may go in our life. But we know that Jesus' love is unconditional. And it will remain because Jesus' love is immovable. From his highest power, God whispers peace to every storm in our bodies. Even more truth you're going through, even with the pain in your body or whoever else under the sound of my voice that is going through pain in your body, discouragement, you're feeling like giving up. And to every tempest that assaults us, that assaults our mind, his compassion for us, it knows no boundaries. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. We can be at peace because there's no denying his love for us. To deny his love for us, God would have to deny his love for his own son. And because of his unchanging love for us, we were redeemed in Christ once we have accepted Jesus Christ as the payment for our sin, that's in full, past, present, and future, that we can spend eternity with him. And then you may ask, how can I be sure that this is true? His love for us can be seen, but God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What love! So, Father, today we trust in your love. We trust in your love. Your love is for us, and we can depend upon that. So So we want you to know that we love you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We bow down to you. Jesus loves us. Amen.
I give myself away. Sorry. And I give myself. I give myself away. Sorry. And I give myself away.
For what happened to the generation embraced it. Come on, tell me.
Here I am.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for that prayer. Thank you. It was well worth it. Well worth it. And again, we want to pray for all those who are sick and those who are shut in. Thank you. May the good Lord bless you and keep you. Baba, you are dynamite. Dynamite.
When you're up on the mountain, you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God. Thank you.
yesterday, today, and he is still God forever. It's the same God. It's like the same stick that is licking the wild goat. It's the same stick that is licking the tame God, one and only. Yeah, well, again, folks, want to say good morning to all the folks who are listening up this morning. We're into the inspirational portion on this Saturday morning entertainment show. Of course, we're here every Saturday, rain or shine. We're here to bring you all of the thrills, everything that excites you, even frustrates you or annoy you. But we're doing it just for entertainment purposes only. My name and nature, Saturday morning entertainment show. I want to say good morning to Leon Francis over there in southern Tallahassee. And Mr. Bad will have a word or two for you. She did ask me to, if you're there, and I did say yes, Leon is here. So you're going to come back to say a special hello to you, Mr. Francis. And while I'm at this, let me say good morning to Lynette over there in the UK and Marina in Florida. She said she enjoyed the show last week. So we always ask you to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend. Then that friend will tell a friend. To come on in and listen to the Saturday morning entertainment show. Bobby, Leon is online. Good morning.
Good morning, Brother Leon. How are you? Good morning, Brother Leon. How are you doing today? Hello.
Okay, I think he's muted. Yeah, go ahead. He's muted, but he's coming. Go ahead.
Good morning, Brother Leon. How are you and the family? Remember that we have you in our prayers. We know that you've been through a lot. You know, it's hard losing family members one after the other. But praise God that you have Jesus and he's your strength. And the Spirit of the Lord, you know, is upon you. And the breath of the Almighty God, I pray that he will continue to give you life. So I just wanted to leave that encouraging word with you today. Okay?
Okay, and this song specially requested by Barbara. I must tell Jesus does not come on down.
I need you, Lord. Right now. Yeah. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind and compassionate friend. If I had make all my troubles quickly and handle.
Sanchez version of I Must Tell Jesus. Well, let's hear from the Grace Thrillers their version. We would have heard from George Nooks. Found all the way from the UK. Lynette, we have found her. Good morning, Lynette. How are you?
Oh, hello. Good morning, everybody. I am super duper good. Doing great. Enjoying myself.
Okay, how is good old Mother England?
Well, Mother England has been so good to me this summer. I've had so many sunny days, I cannot complain. So I won't complain.
Well.
Even when it's overcast, it's not cold. So like today, it's overcast, but not cold at all. So I am very grateful.
That sounds great. One life to live, I think you should live it. So great. Finishing up the inspirational portion. So, of course, your voice coming in on the inspirational portion, I can say that's a revelation. So, you might want to say good morning to Murchison online. We have Barbara online. But I take the time to say good morning to Irma because she put a chastising on my good old friend for forgetting a very significant date in her life. So, yeah, so I have to make sure that Irma, not the hurricane, Irma, that we're talking about 721 now. That's a very, very good number. Cash 3721. You know that's a good, you know that's a good number, right? 721. You two know that, right?
721.
Yeah, you don't know that's a good number. 721.
Oh.
One of the best.
721.
Oh, it's not ringing a bell. 721 is not ringing a bell, huh? All right, go ahead and say good morning to Marcus and Barbara and Leon.
Yeah, good morning, good morning, Marcus. Good morning, Barbara. How do you know good morning? I first
see
this morning.
Yeah, you sure
did. Leon, good morning. I hope everything's going well with you and the family. I know it's going to take a little time, but time heal all wounds. I've been through that.
Good morning, Leon.
Morning, good morning. Good morning.
All right. Hope you're still enjoying yourself.
Welcome to David.
No, David is coming up right now in a minute or two, so stand by for David.
Okay, and did you look for Phil? I haven't heard Phil.
Oh, yeah.
Week.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna try to do that this morning. I'm going to try to
pull
Phil up to see what's going on. Yeah.
Today I'm stuck at home because the trains are on strike, so.
Oh, well.
I'm home.
You missed a wonderful prayer this morning from Sister Barbara there. She's online.
Good morning, Leonard. Good morning, good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself in the UK. Yes.
Oh, man.
Get plenty of rest.
I always do.
There you go.
That's why I've been a long time because there's so much to do. And the trains are for me this weekend, but that's okay. And my son is in Germany. So we have my daughter-in-law, we're at home. We're doing all kinds of things at home. We come back tomorrow, so we'll pick up from tomorrow.
But
next weekend is...
The next weekend is the carnival.
Hello.
I'm gonna give it to you, Leonard, as a real lady of Christ, because the amount of things that David said about you, and I've told you what he said about you, you still came this morning and asked for him. I really have to say that.
You're not gonna get between me and David. You know, David is a special name.
You know who is around, but Leonard, I started saying before my call just dropped out into thin air, I don't know why, but I started saying that you are a real child of God, because all the things that David would have said about you, and I would have told you, you still came up on here, and the first person you asked for was David and Phil. I think it was Phil and David. But I don't know if you just don't believe me when I talk. One time you say you believe me because, you know, David is like that. But you still come up here asking for David this morning. David, David, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, morning,
good,
David. How are you?
Good morning, Marcy. Yeah, the troublemaker is back at it again, man. You know, sir. He's up his
all
own
the time,
sick,
all the time. Don't pay the troublemaker no mind. Don't pay no mind.
No, I won't, man. We don't fall for that, you know. So how are you doing this morning?
Hey, I am good. I'm still on my long vacation.
Wow. Enjoy
David,
it. Yeah.
Only because Linda is over there in England, she's trying to pretend now, you know. But just like much is believe me. When I tell her what you say. It's so she believes when she's back in the Caribbean. So I don't
know.
You don't realize that much is don't say nothing to you when you come on? You never noticed that?
No better. We know better.
Yes. We don't fall for the okie dokie, man. You know, we don't fall for the okie dokie, as they would say in the American term. We don't fall for the okie dokie. You understand? So
we
carry on. But you know, just would like to say good morning to the listeners.
Okay.
Well, good morning, I'm Haifa.
Before you
good morning,
that, I don't
Leon.
Want you to call this guy name because he's saying that I don't want you to call this guy name. I know you're calling names, but I'm going to warn you. Do not call Cardinal name because he's saying he's not coming out while you're here. You realize he's not there, right? So you don't
again,
have to call
again, here you are, you know, going up again, you know. I'm going to say good morning to Cardinal because I know Cardinal is my friend. You know, good morning, good morning, Barbara. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Hardly. You know, good morning to the listeners wherever they are in the world. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and good night. You know, also to my Caribbean friend. You know, we're in the middle of the hurricane season. Always been saying, let's be prepared in the Caribbean, do what we can. Just in case, you know, keep our fingers crossed. We're having not so active season right now, so let's hope it stays that way, and we can go through another year without any destruction on us. Guys, I'm gonna start off this morning.
No, David. Before you start, let me read this message I just get here. Barbara says she's done with you. You came on and you didn't say hello to her.
Oh Lord.
Barbara? Yes, I thought I said hello to Barbara. Good morning to Barbara. Yeah, I know. So, I just say that I'm not too worried, you know. Not too worried.
David, no matter what you
morning.
Thought you.
You better worry because Barbara does dig out eyes and stuff.
Yes. You just trying to, as I said, you're just trying to create and stir up some problems. But, you know, we're not going that way. We're not going down that road.
All right. David, go on in sport because he kind of didn't study you, but go ahead. I warned you once. Go on.
I'm going to start with cricket this morning. As you know, last week I was talking about what's happening locally here. So I'm going to start with local cricket to begin. As you know, the West Indies under 19 women were here in South Florida and playing against the U.S. under 19 women. This is a good exercise for both teams to see where they are and see where they're at. The last and final game was played on Sunday with the West Indies women, with the U.S. women coming out on top. They won by one run off the final delivery, which was actually a drop catch on the West Indies part to give U.S. the victory. After U.S. was cruising, and the West Indies women clawed their way back into the game and almost pulled a rabbit out of the hat. But nevertheless, we must say congrats to the U.S. women on the 19th for winning that series 4-1. Last game on Sunday, as I said, the U.S. women made 94 for 7 with Malapad getting 35 and Singh getting 28 and Ramjeet getting 17. Those were the pick of the bowl, the batsman there. And then on the bowling side, there was just a wicket each for three bowlers. So there was no significant amount of wickets taken by the bowlers. And then when U.S. replied, they made 95 for 5 in their 20 over. As I said, they won off the last ball. See if I find second inning arrival. Yeah. In that second inning, I've given you the score backward, the batting order backward. Grimald was the top scorer for the West Indies. He got 50 and 14 was from Saw is her name. She got 14. So those were the scores that I said I might have given it backward with 2 wickets going to Deandra getting 2 for 10. So when U.S. replied, they made 95 for 5 with Malapad getting 35 and Singh getting 28 and Ramjeet getting 17. They were victorious by 5 wickets. So that was the U.S. women game there. They had a lot of the trimmings. It was broadcast live and on Willow and YouTube. It was live on there for that match. And starting locally this week, we have Palm Beach Hurricane versus Cabin International, Miami Lions versus Eagles. Incidentally, that Palm Beach and Cabin International will play at Tradewinds Park. That game starts at 10. Miami Lions and Eagles will play at Miramar Regional Park North. That game starts at 10. U.S. Academy versus Traffic United. That's at Sports Park. That's also at 10 o'clock. Atlantic versus St. Lucie at John Prince. That starts at 11. Ambassador versus St. Beth. That is at Brian Piccolo Park North. That starts at 1:30. Miami Chargers versus Florida Cricket Academy. That's at Miramar North. That starts at 1:30. and Coconut Creek versus Challengers at Mack Brown. That starts at 1:30. Now for the 2 o'clock, that starts again starts at 2 p.m. So, anyway, Coconut Creek will play two matches there at Mack Brown. They have a game against BCC Ignite that starts at 10, and Myrtle Grove versus South India. That is at Grand Piccolo Park North, and that starts at 10 o'clock. So that's what's happening locally. Now, internationally, you know, West Indies had won two games in a row. We lost the third year. They had defeated New Zealand in the third T20 down in Jamaica. And they had won the first one theirs in Barbados. And last night was the second match of which they lost that match. If only we had gotten a star from the frontline batsman, Ivan, it would be a lot better for us. You know, we keep on coming up into these matches where we have no good start from the front line. And it certainly is affecting the bowler said it. And we're seeing it, that we are not getting the starts that we need in these matches. So last night game, we New Zealand made 212 in 48.2 overs with Finn Allen. He got 98. Daryl Mitchell, and incidentally, his 98 come from 117 ball. Daryl Mitchell get 43, and Michelle Santner getting 27. Now bowling for West Indies, Kevin Sinclair getting 4 for 41. And we just draft this young man into this team, facing all the 3 for 24. And Akil Hussain is a bit expensive. We get 2 for 51. When we batted, we were 27 for 6, Ivan. 27 for 6. When Yannick Carrier walked to the crease, and Ian McCarthy started to do some repair, and McCarthy got out. And then we had Joseph step there, and he also did some repairs there. And they end up making 161 in 35.3 overs after the overs were reduced from 50 to 41, they still had a chance there of winning that game, especially when Joseph came to the wicket. They really had a chance. So, Yannick got 52 from 84, and Alzari Joseph getting 49, and Shea Hope getting 16. So the damage was done by Tim Salty, who got 4 for 22 from 7 overs, and Trent Bolt getting 3 for 18 from 6. And Michelle Santner get 1 wicket there. So we shoot ourselves in the foot again, Iva, but I will take it to we had 2 wins there from 3 matches. You know, it seems like we're stepping forward a little bit. But I'll get back to cricket because I know I hear the drum beat now is hitting. It's like we've been saying about Mr. Simmons. You know, we have another commentator saying that this guy should go. And a lot of the problem he carries on himself. And just like you and I have been saying that there's some policy that this gentleman had brought in and bring down the demise was in the prison when Mr. Dave Cameron was trying to institute a policy. He and his cronies undermined the fight until they got rid of Mr. Simmons, and now he's coming back to haunt them, what this gentleman was trying to institute. So as I said, the drumbeat is getting louder and louder for him to go, and I hope he takes the hint and sit down sooner than later. Now on to the Premier League, Ivor, the Barclays Premier League. We have Tottenham defeating Wolves 1-0, and then started now. They should have had Everton versus Nottingham Forest starting at 10. Leicester City versus Southampton. It's also 10 o'clock. Fulham versus Brentford at 10. Crystal Palace versus Aston Villa at 10. Beaumont versus Arsenal. That's at 12:30. So that today's fixtures will arrive in the Premier League. And we have some 4 days to go either for the CPL. 4 days before the CPL kicks off. So we're looking forward to some exciting cricket there in the Premier League. Okay, Ivor. I think that's it for me. I'm going to say to my buddy Cardinal, come on in.
Well, wait. Before you go, the contract for Simmons, I think that ends in December. So the year's almost over. So I think they'll honor his contract. Let's hope that they would not renew that contract. And he shouldn't even leave up to renewing the contract. He should just call it quits. They've made quite a bit of money from the West Indies. So he can go ahead and do the honorable thing and just tell himself, I'm over and done. And I think they should just go ahead and let Desmond Haynes coach the team and get a chairman of selectors who would just be on the same page with the coach. Well, locally too, we have cricket on the outfield in Central Bald Regional Park and Miramar South in your neck of the woods. They have games there as well. So folks who want to just get off the couch at home on Sunday, they're not going to Mac Grounds and the sports park. Miramar is the place to be. Both fields and Central Bald Regional Park. And I had to go on my hands and knees and beg Cardinal to come and say something to you. So I told him that you will feel bad if you don't say anything to you. So I think I would have convinced him. So Cardinal, don't let me down now, Cardinal. Say something to David, please. I beg you, please.
Of course I'll say something to David. Good morning, David. It's wonderful to hear you, and it's wonderful to see you understand the circumstances that you're trying to be dragged into. You know, I like that. You know, I mean, I think Murchis has advised you well. I am very comfortable. I am very comfortable.
I'm so happy you didn't include Lynette in that. I'm so happy you didn't say.
Well, I'll tell you, I wasn't going to. Well, who said I wasn't going to include her?
You didn't?
Lynette has a tendency to waver. So I have to say more to
you. So you still have the post, right, Lynette?
Lynette, good morning.
I understand, Cardinal. Don't worry about it. And I did not say good morning to my dear friend, Kathleen. Look at that. I nearly forget Kathleen.
Well, don't feel bad because much is forget. Much you say, I don't even know Kathleen. He say, name. You should have heard much this morning.
Yeah.
You did not learn anything from the sermon, you know, this morning. I don't see that.
Okay. I guess you're talking about. I know. Much is not. Has not been. Well, how you call them people when they have a ghost inside them?
So
whatever that is, people who have been invaded by their bodies have been invaded by the spirit of a wicked ghost.
They're possessed.
They're possessed. Sometimes they use the word possessed.
Yeah,
something like that. So I know Marcus is not possessed yet, so I don't even have to worry about that. Anyway, good morning. Linus, how is the weather?
Today it's overcast, but not cold.
Okay.
Because I can still wear shorts and tank tops, so it's not cold.
Okay, so, and it's not miserable either. You see, how Ivor still wouldn't give up, huh? He still wouldn't give up.
For me?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Colonel. Let me cut in here. Do not kill the messenger. Do not kill the messenger. You know what Bible said just now? Bible say, I'm watching Cardinal with a third eye. I don't know what that means.
That's good. The third eye represents a higher state of consciousness. So that is a very good thing. Any advice that she got to give me? If she's watching me with a third eye, any advice she has to give me, I wouldn't even question it. I just take it.
Okay, well.
So, as long as she got the next two on you.
Don't kill him. I know it this way.
If
somebody has to watch with a third eye.
If you keep the third eye on me.
That's why that God blessed him with wasn't enough. Something is wrong.
If he keeps the third eye on me, that's fine. As long as we got the next two on you, we're going to be straight.
I was just about to say, I think you heard the wrong name.
No, he's going to get help. Don't worry.
Bobby, you hear what they're talking about you over here, right? I know she's listening.
Yes, I can hear.
Hey, good morning.
Listen, morning, Cardinal. I don't need a third eye because you know what? I got Heavenly Father who have all the eyes looking over us. So I don't even need that.
Okay. There you
when
go.
I sit in prayer, yeah. When I bow down in prayer now, I ain't got to worry about nothing else. So I good. How are you doing,
Cardinal?
I am well.
You stay there. Baba, you're going to stay there and let Lynette tell that lie on me, say that I listened to your prayer this morning? You're not going to say that I listen to you every time you talk?
I thought that was a question. I thought Lynette posed a question.
No, Lynette said I did not listen.
And you didn't answer. Anything.
And Baba
she posed
knows I listened
question,
to
you didn't answer. She said, didn't you listen to...
Okay, This is what I heard.
I didn't see any flock of cows. I heard Lynette say, didn't you listen to the sermon this morning? You notice he didn't answer?
No, she didn't see
and
that
when you think everybody forgets,
she made a statement. She said, I didn't listen. And I want Barbara to tell her that I always listen to her. So you're not telling the truth about me. I always
listen. Listening and absorbing is two different things.
That's right, Jenny. That's right.
And when it came to the question this morning, Colonel, when it came across as a question when Lynette asked, is Barbara to tell me, do not...
Do
not listen to anything that Linus has any question. Do not answer any question that Linus has.
You lose.
That's why I didn't answer.
I agree with you, Linus. The sound of silence says people listen without hearing.
Uh oh.
So that must be Ivan.
Uh-oh.
you are chase Marjorie. See, Marjorie just dropped off and said...
Marjorie's gone to church.
You in everything. Why you be Bamsi? How you know she go in church? And you in England?
I am right. I mean, the, yeah, well, we in England is the what? The motherland? Okay.
No.
Okay. So, I know everything.
Well, all I can tell you, the one last message you're going to bring before Colonel, greet his son and come to the thing. David said, like, oddly, bring coal down here. He don't want you to bring back no coal from England to the Caribbean. So let him say he didn't tell
that's
me that.
That's not true because I hear saying it's hot, hot, hot. My friends tell me down here it's so hot. All my shoes and you down here must be melted. Lord have mercy.
Well, talk about David. Talk to David. He said don't bring no coal down.
David, I need to bring, but we don't even have coal up here. It's warm.
You're not going to get drawn into that argument there. You're not going to get drawn in. Don't let him sucker you in there.
Exactly. Thank you, David. Thank you.
Lynette always hear David tell Audie, keep this coal up in the north and don't bring it down here. So what do you think,
no,
what do you think he's going to say about
down
you?
In Saint-Kitts.
What do you think he's going to say about you, Lynette? If he and,
no, we need
you,
some
you know
coal.
David told me he and Ali is back in chamber. And he can talk so about him. What about you? You better believe me.
I'm not
talk.
Going to bother with you. Oh. I know what David's. I know what David's are. So you can't tell me nothing about a David.
Oh.
Remember, I had my nice David for 35 years. So don't, and I know David's that nice. So don't even bother with that. Janet, what's David's wife's name? Janet. Janet, you have a nice husband. Don't say Iva.
Well, David, you should ask her. You should ask her how much you have to pay her.
Huh?
What are you saying
okay.
about Janet? You should say, well, how much is it?
I don't have to pay my friends anything. I'm like,
David,
my enemy.
David,
you
have a bad coffee name, David.
Some people are my enemy, you know, I don't, you know, stirring up some trouble, you know. So we don't have to pay anyone, you know, friends. Friends know and say good things, you know.
David, you didn't really remember, boy. It's got Butterby going around, man. Butterby stirring. It's a whole cow inside the backyard. A whole cow. So... But anyway.
That sounds like you're calling for Kathleen, but Kathleen, don't bother with that.
Anyway, well, before 10:45, we're going to have the ladies, Debbie and Dawn, come in. Let's see how quickly we can get to Colonel greeting his many fans and the birthdays and anniversaries and events that were taking place on this date. And Colonel, do you have a birthday that you have to remember?
Oh, you got rubber in now.
Yeah, I'll get it in time.
All right then.
Put in salt in
water. Okay.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I'm staying in Irma's corner. But
you put in salt in water.
You know what Irma said to me last week? Irma said, Ivan, if you forget my birthday, I can understand. Linus, Mertris, Leon. David, he says they forget it. I can understand. But Cardinal? No.
Oh, Lord. You're not only putting salt,
yeah.
You're just throwing some vinegar now and
good
some hot stuff.
Good luck.
He enjoyed that one, eh?
Lord, I'm busy.
You don't want
to enjoy that?
He the sweetest joke on that one. Cardinal just call Irma to see how she's doing, like late on a Saturday afternoon, before the show was over. Why? I don't know, man. The girl thought it was calling a siren on the land. The phone ring so hard, she thought it was a siren on in St. Martin. I don't know what special room that was. Cardinal, greet your many fans. Irma, don't fall off the chair. I don't want Irma to do the jupon. Do not go by the pier and try to jump over or fall over.
What a troublemaker.
Yeah.
What?
As I usually do, let me greet the special friends, the ones who keep the show.
Yes, Kana, come on. You're the troublemaker.
Okay, let's try to make sure we need to get to this in time.
I'd say good morning to the people up in New York, Mertris, Donna, Tina, Sharon, and Lady Babs in this. Hoping that it's getting a little cooler in New York, but I'm here and it's blazing hot. Anyway, they know how to negotiate this. I'm going to go over to St. Martin. We're going to say good morning to Irma. And even though the summer festival is over, you know, the people in St. Martin still going to be partying. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos. Having a great time over there in St. Martin. I'm going to move on to St. Kitts. I'm going to say, even though you're here, Iverson Lynette is in England. She's still in St. Kitts. So I want to say St. Kitts and say good morning to Lynette. And she's right here to hear me. Good morning to you. I'm going to go over to Nevis. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin, who's also celebrating a birthday this month. See how beautiful that sounds? A birthday this month. The whole of the month for you, you think. I'm going to go across to the UK, where again I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. Oh, Lynette gets this in double. Good morning, Omel. And today is Omel's birthday. Happy birthday, Omel. Hoping that you are having a great time in England as well and celebrating your birthday. Good morning to you. I'm going to step across the channel. I'm going to stop in Fort Lauderdale and say good morning to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. Hoping that the brother is doing okay. I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, little brother Malik, and little sister Tanaya. Good morning. And then I'm going to go on down to the Southwest, where I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson. And I heard a rumor again yesterday. Somebody called me to ask me if they heard that Marcus Garvey was born in St. Kitts. And I told them, I remind them that he was born in Sandy Point because Cutner said that. Good morning, Cutner. Comes to you over there in the Southwest by way of Sandy Point. I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Barbara, and Yvette, coming off of a beautiful vacation over on the little island of Nevis. I'm hoping that they're still, you know, drunk with the fun and enjoyment of Culturama and everything that Nevis has to offer for this summer. Good morning to my dear sister Yvonne, floating around somewhere. And I know that, you know, you're going to pop me up with some kind of funny thing sometime today to make me laugh. Good morning, Yvonne. Hoping that you're having a great time wherever you are. And I'm going to say good morning to Kathleen, the Inspirational Hour's most recent and dedicated fan. Good morning to you. Hoping that you're having a great time wherever you are located. That's another one who keeps floating around, Ivor, so can't see where they are right now. And with that said, good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Block Talk Radio, of the Block Talk Radio Global, Caribbean Global Voices, and the Entertainment Show. Hang around. Stick with us. I will get a great show. But just before that, let me give you an account of the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes sent to you with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Today is August 20th, the 232nd day of 2022. And the birthdays for today. Fanny Blade, out of Australia. Fanny Blade, Renee Cheville, Jack Wilson, Rex Sellers, Tina McPherson, Rob Queenie. Out of England, Andrew Greenwood, John Brown, John Embry, Jim Ormond, Natalie Shiver. From South Africa, Bernard Tancred, Arthur McKinnon. From the West Indies, Alvin Greenwich, out of Barbados. David Archer, also out of Barbados, a former umpire. From New Zealand, Rona McKenzie, Albie Roberts. From India, Seema Desai, and Arundhati Kiri. From Zimbabwe, Barney Rogers. From Bangladesh, Mohammed Sabir Rahman. today is also the birthday of Don King, a boxing promoter. And once again, I got to say, happy birthday to Omer over in the UK. Today is also the birthday of the weatherman, Al Roker, out of NBC today, and journalist Connie Chong, former Senator George Mitchell, Megan Ory, who's an actress, rock singer Robert Plant, he's out of Led Zeppelin, remember that rock group? Former U.S. Rep Ron Paul, out of Texas, Australian actor John Noble, British actor Ben Barnes, American actress and singer Demi Lovato, American actor Ray Wise, American actor and singer and composer Isaac Hayes, Benjamin Harrison, the 23rd president of the United States. He was born in 1833. Jim Reeves, American country singer. Slobodan Milosevic, former president of Serbia and Yugoslavia. Rajiv Gandhi, former prime minister of India. Andrew Garfield, a British and American actor. In 1690, and you guys have heard of the 1619 Project, this is where it gets its name, that drew a lot of attention over the last couple of years after it was published by the New York Times and won, I think it won a Pulitzer Prize. It's related to the first group of Africans who were brought to the Americas in 1619. They said there were 20 of them and they were traded or sold into servitude. That is thought of as the end of the American entry into the Atlantic slave trade. In 1866, Andrew Johnson formally declares that the Civil War is over. In 1900, Great Britain beats France by 158 runs in Paris. This is cricket's only appearance at the Olympic Games. In 1908, America's Great White Fleet arrives in Sydney, Australia, to be greeted with a tremendous welcome. 221 American sailors deserted to remain in Australia. They don't want to go back home. In 1913, the first pilot to parachute from an aircraft, Adolphe Pigot, in France. In 1912, William Booth, the English preacher and founder of the Salvation Army, died at the age of 83. In 1920, the first U.S. commercial radio station, WWJ, begins daily broadcasting in Detroit. In 1920, American Professional Football Association forms. Jim Thorpe installed as president and later to become the National Football League, NFL. In 1922, the first women's world game, first track and field competition for women, is conducted over a one day at the Pershing Stadium in France. In 1953, General Fazlollah Zahedi arrests Iranian Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh in a CIA-supported coup d'etat. In 1961, East Germany begins erecting a 5-foot-high wall around the border with the West to replace the barbed wire fence that was put up on August 13th. So 1 week later, they started the war. In 1964, U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson signs the Economic Opportunities Act, an anti-poverty measure totaling nearly $1 billion. I wonder where all that money they got. Okay. I wonder whether the money was ever distributed. Because you look around you, and you can tell. In 1968, during the night, 250,000 Soviet and Warsaw Pact troops invade Czechoslovakia in response to the Prague Spring Uprising. In 1977, NASA launched Voyager 2 towards Jupiter and Saturn, later Uranus, Neptune. In 1985, the first NL pitcher to strike out 200-plus in the first two seasons, Dwight Gooden. In 1993, Mother Teresa was hospitalized with malaria. In 1998, U.S. military launches a cruise missile attack against alleged Al-Qaeda camps in Afghanistan and a suspected chemical plant in Sudan in retaliation for the August 7th bombings of the American embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. We remember that subterfuge. In 2000, PGA Championship Men Golf, Tiger Woods become the first since Ben Hogan in 1963 to win three majors in a calendar year. He wins back-to-back PGA titles in three-hole playoff with Bob May. In 2008, Usain Bolt out of Jamaica racks up to 1-200 doubles in style with a new 200-meter world record in 19.30 seconds at the Beijing Olympics. In 2017, Jerry Lewis, American comedian, died at the age of 91. There are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes. Back to you, Ivor.
Think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children. And our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love, and a place much brighter than tomorrow. Try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you'll feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world,
make it a better place.
Humanitarian efforts that they are doing for the less fortunate over there in Antigua and Barbuda. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, Debbie and Dawn.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy
morning.
Saturday. Yes,
happy Saturday.
This is Debbie and Dawn via Barbuda Cast. Dawn, do you want to go first today? You can go ahead.
Well, hello, everyone. Good morning. I am so excited about us being on the air today. Debbie and I have been working very hard, and we want to say thank you for allowing us to be here. We are very excited about moving forward with the things that we are working on. And everybody under the sound of my voice, I would like to welcome you to the show if this is your first time. Debbie and I have been doing this for a while, since 2017, and we've been moving forward into getting help for our people, especially those in need, and especially the ones who don't have anyone that is able to help them, because everybody's been in a crisis through COVID, and it's made it worse. So, ladies and gentlemen, I invite you to be a part of everything we're doing, and we would love for you to call in and ask us questions that would help us to assess the needs even better. And if you have some connections, we would love for you to share that with us. So with me leading this morning, it's usually Debbie, but as she said, I can lead as well, which is not an issue. Debbie has made some progress, and myself this week, so what I'm going to do is let Debbie open it up with a prayer for us so that we can be better serving our people. Debbie?
Yes, good morning. Thank you. Good morning. Dear God, in the name of your son, Jesus, we thank you for all who's listening on to the sound of our voice and all who couldn't make it on this morning also, dear Lord. We pray for all the sick and shut-ins today. We pray for all that is suffering in some kind of a way this morning, dear God. And we ask that you put your hand in every situation out there, dear God, because only you alone can be God, dear Father. Oh, dear God, we give you all the thanks and praise, all the thanks and praise, all the thanks and praise. Glory, hallelujah, for all the things, dear Father, in the past, right now, and yet to come, dear Father. We pray for all at this radio station and the Cricket Show. We also pray for the three organizations that we assist with, the Smile Foundation, the Food Pantry, and the Soup Kitchen. We also pray for all of our new friends. We had a meeting with them in Barbuda this week, dear God. And, dear God, we pray that every project that we try to do, that we're attempting to do, that you sanctify it, you direct it, you protect it, and you fight for, help us fight to get things done, dear God. And so, dear God, without you, there is no us, and we give you all the thanks and praise. In the name of your son, Jesus, amen.
Amen. There we go.
Amen.
Go ahead and open up, Debbie.
Yeah, so I just wanted to thank everyone that listens to us every week and that has been assisting us, and we are still pushing forward slowly but surely. Things are getting to starting to fall in place. We had a meeting with the Barbudan reps this week, Claudina, Jackie, and Melanie, and we want to thank them. We are looking forward to to assisting them with Child Month, which is in November. It's something that is new to Dawn and I. And so we look forward to learning new things, even about Barbuda. If any Barbudans are listening here now that would like to assist and sponsor an event at the Child Month, it would be greatly appreciated. We are still doing the back-to-school drive. We're still sending the book bags, et cetera, down to the both islands. And Barbuda's getting ready to give us their list of students that are in need. We already have a connection with Pastor Pete. He's picking up the first 60 this week. We just want to thank God that he's able to afford us this opportunity, that he's able to afford us this presence of mind as we can help others who are in need. If you'd like to help out, assist us, and we're also planning our Independence Day celebration on the island, Antigua itself. We learned something new this week that in Barbuda, the emphasis in November is Child's Month. So that's what we're focusing on in Barbuda, whereas in Antigua, we're going to focus on doing a food fair for all the less fortunate that we'll have a big spread on November the 1st. So I can be reached if you'd like to assist, if you like, you have questions, if you'd like to mail anything to the island directly to one of the charities or a specific group and you'd like us to assist help and help. You can reach us at me at Debbie Campbell, NYC, at AOL.com. That's DebbyCampbellNYC at AOL.com. or I can be reached at 845-820-6598. I'm on WhatsApp. You can call me straight, direct, or you can email me, or, you know, if you like to reach out to us and you're not getting the information as clear as possible, or you have some question, you can call one of the gentlemen that announces us every week, and they'll be able to put you in connection with Dawn and I. Dawn?
Yes. Good morning again. So my name is Dawn Cochrane Curtin. My number is 785-554-5628. My email is Curtin, K-I-R-T-O-N, 697, at gmail.com, and I'm also on WhatsApp at the same number. So we are very happy to know that we can connect with our Barbudans. And I also would like to say thank you to one of our group ladies. That's the one that's helping us right now in Florida, that is in charge of sending those backpacks to us, and her name is Veronica Anthony. We just wanted to thank her and all of the people that have helped her with those backpacks, and we look forward to Authentic Caribbean Foundation doing the same thing. Andrew Sharp is out of Jamaica, lives in Boston, and he's in charge of a really nice organization, Authentic Caribbean Foundation, and so we just want to shout out to them. And we encourage you, whatever you have, if you'd like to send some of those things down directly to the three, the ones that we sponsor in Antigua, the soup kitchen is one. Pastor Pete is the one in charge of the backpacks at this time. And also Shanita Joseph, who is looking for people that could help her with food, because they cook the food and take it directly in the areas, especially emphasizing in the Grace Farm, Hatton, Green Bay area. If you would like to do that, make sure you get in touch with myself or Debbie, and we can guide you on how to do it. We also would like to thank Sivini Shipping and Kay Graham, because that's who ships for us, and we would connect you with them if you want to do something on your own. And if not, anything you can send to us monetarily will definitely be used for the purpose, as we are very transparent with anything that we receive. And so we would like to encourage everyone to coordinate with maybe some friends or perhaps with a business. And if you're interested in getting more information about some of those places, there are a few places I know you could go to, like BJ's or Sam's or places like that, and they will work with you so that you guys can send some stuff down. If you have a church that would like to donate as well, and it's your church, you can organize it and send it as well to yourself. We are really in need of food right now. And, of course, it's always clothing. And maybe if you have shoes for the children that are slightly used and you would like to donate a pair of shoes, 2, 3, 4, 5 pairs of shoes, that is also welcome. Socks, you know, the children are going back to school, navy blue, black, white. Any of those things is important for the kids in different sizes. Also the young men also as well. So usually a lot of people give to the young ladies, which is fine, but also we have young men that will need that type of help as well. And this is both in Antigua and Barbuda. So when you're buying for your own children, consider buying an extra pair for another child that maybe have a desperate need for that. Sometimes you don't get to them because we don't know about them. But if you know someone specifically that is in need of help for their children, we have a registration process with Pastor Pete. And once you call us, we'll be able to connect you with him. So with that being said, remember our children, safety at school. Pray for them as they go through this new year, that they may do well in school and they'll be able to pass all of their exams. Thank you guys so much. Is there anything else we can add, Debbie?
No, that's it. Thank you, everyone, again.
Yeah, just before you give your thank you, we have a Kitty Vision over there in the UK who wants to give some encouraging words and to say a big thank you for your humanitarian efforts. I'm going to put
wonderful.
Okay,
yeah.
Come on in.
Hello. Hi, Dawn and Debbie.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Saturday.
I just want to say what a wonderful job you're doing. I'm from St. Kitts, but I think it's Nevis. But vacationing, long vacation in the UK. And, you know, when I go downtown and I see all the homeless people, I remember you guys. Amazing job you're doing. So that when I go to Antigua, you don't see that. So I want to thank you. I'm dear to my heart because my son-in-law is Antiguan. And, you know, Josiane Cochrane is my very good friend in St. Kitts. So.
my sister, right?
So I have good Antiguan ties.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So great job. Yeah. I know it's not easy because you have to take time out your staff. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. And what's your name again, please?
Lynette.
Lynette. Okay.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for those kind words.
Okay.
Yes.
Of course, Saturday, we're going to get you on the red carpet to let you get into that fancy limousine. Wishing you, going to wish you a wonderful weekend. Cardinal, come on in.
Yes. Once again, welcome Debbie and Dawn. And let me, you know, convey my appreciation for your presence and the efforts that you're putting forward to change the circumstances of people who find themselves less fortunate and sometimes destitute circumstances. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You know, guys, it takes more than one of us to do things for our people. So, again, let me just emphasize that we're thankful for that call from Miss Lynette. And we'd like to get other people involved because who knows what where God will lead us. He may lead us to St. Kitts, and maybe she would be interested in doing something with us as well when that time comes. So I thank you so much for having her call us. That's very good. We'd love to hear from people. Have a good day, guys.
Happy Saturday.
Have a good day.
Okay.
And our children's children so that they
okay.
they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart and I know that it is love. And a place much brighter than tomorrow. Try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space.
Make
a better place. Heal the world. Make it a better place for you. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me.
Antigua Care. We're doing it, and like we said, it's a small world, it's a global world, and like you would have just heard, you never know, it's going to go so fast, Antigua and Barbuda. I think its name was called this morning. We never know who is next. So we're going to ask God to pour his richest blessings upon these two ladies for their effort. It's voluntary work, folks, and we just have to give it to them. Well, we have another hour to go on the show, and of course, we always have something in store for you, especially in the last hour when we do our freestyling. This is the Caribbean Global Voices. This is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Your host, Ivor Henry, and we're going to hope you sit and stay until we go up to the top of the hour. Well, coming up, what would we have here? We have the writing prizes. We all know we go to the grocery store at some time or the other. Well, Cardinal, he sends, he has a maid, he has a gardener, and the postman comes around from time to time, so he doesn't even have to go to the mailbox. So when I go up, I've got to be just like Cardinal. But writing prizes, we know everyone feels that. At one time, we were told it was called inflation. Now, there's another dimension. It is called shrinkflation. Let it sink in, folks. Shrinkflation. By definition, that is when the product size, it shrinks, stays the same. In other words, it's less bang for your buck. Okay? You would say the price didn't go up on this. Sugar is the same price. But check the contents, folks. There's a lot of air. There's a lot of air in the bag. Air. Well, let's move on. A Virginia Deputy Attorney General, he claims that she was fired because her social media post praised the Capitol rioters as patriots and stated her belief that Donald Trump would have won the 2020 elections. Is this true? Or is it proper? Or is it a violation of the right to free speech? She was fired. So she was put into Donald Trump's lineup. You are fired. We can discuss that, folks, if you're okay to. And let's go on to another topic we can discuss. A 23-year-old man, he died at a hospital after he was admitted to the Yale's New Haven Hospital for ingesting a white powder. It was laced with fentanyl. Now, fentanyl, we all know that's a very powerful opioid. His family says that the hospital ignored him for a whole 7 long... No, should the hospital be held liable for negligence? Or is this a simple case of choice? Or is it a consequence? Folks, you can join the conversation. Of course, tell us what you think or tell us what you want to talk about. After all, it's your show, your entertainment for this Saturday and every Saturday. Well, folks, if you care to join the conversation, it's 563-999, that's 999-3693. 563-999-3693. And before we even get into our conversation, don't forget the heavyweight iron tomorrow. That's at 515-605-9850, 6 until 9. The cricket show comes alive. Last week, I was told that it was bouncy. It was hot. It was hard. It was heavy. So, folks, the heavy hitters are in. Hopefully, they'll be in again next come tomorrow. And I'm sure they're going to dissect the New Zealand West Indies matches, these 2020 matches. It's 1-1, so it's up for grabs in the last one. And Cardinal would have posed, not Cardinal, David would have posed the question, is it time for Coach Phil Simmons to go? But we put a few things on the table. Again, it is your Saturday morning show. If you feel to talk about one thing or the other,
If you feel to talk about Ivor Henry, it is your choice. Cardinal, you have a commentary, and then we can get into other things.
Yes. I want to make a little short commentary about another powerful voices that came out of the Caribbean and resonated across the world. And that is the voice of one Denmark VC. Denmark VC was born in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, at the time when it was under the control of Denmark. And supposedly, that was why he was called Denmark. At a young age, he was sold to a ship's captain by the name of Joseph Vesey. He was taken to Bermuda, where Joseph Vesey lived. Later on, Joseph Vesey sold him to someone in Haiti. While in Haiti, he began to suffer seizures and, you know, other ailments. So the planter in Haiti tell Captain Joseph, I want my money back. So Captain Joseph VC gave the planter back his money and took back Denmark. His name was also Telemach, which was supposedly his given name. As you know, in those days, our people had to take on the last names of their masters, as they were called at that time. So, therefore, Denmark, Telemach, VC. Now, he ended up somewhere in South Carolina. Very skillful laborer. He was a carpenter, among other things. And one time in a street lottery, he won $1,500. And with that, he bought his freedom and the freedom of his family. Now, he took the rest of the money and he built a church, because by that time he had become a local minister. But in his messages,
that's the last I would have heard from Cardinal. Messages, Cardinal. And let us see if she would have chopped off by the way.
They say it ain't right, grammatically they can't find them words in no dictionary. Calling it bad language, despising we heritage. But don't care if they call we foolish, this is monstrous English. Emily, why you are yet there?
That's not what we can say.
They come up and I'm gimme.
That's the monstrous language.
Come on, sister, fetch me the pole. 1 p.m. and me belly up to soul. This is monstrous culture. We'll be proud of it forever.
This is monstrous culture. We'll be proud of it forever.
Well, it is monstrous culture. Give me them. Take them up. Go on. Okay.
Okay, I'm back with you.
I'm back with you. You have two things coming in here, Cardinal.
I'm not sure. I only have one thing on. Okay. I got dropped, and Lynette also got dropped. So she wanted me to convey that. Anyway, I was saying that Denmark VC won a street lottery in the amount of $1,500, and with that, he bought his freedom and use his skill to make his money after that. Now, he became a local preacher, and in his reading of the Bible, he saw himself as being entitled to freedom and not to be constricted to the conditions which slave masters were confining him to. So he had this bold plan to create an uprising where they would launch an attack against the slave masters and plantation owners, got their freedom, took themselves out, and head to Haiti. Anyway, he was betrayed. He was found, and he was betrayed, he was tracked down, he was found, and he and many of his followers were hanged. Now, before Denmark Vesey was assassinated, he created a church, and it became one of the biggest churches in the country in terms of its population, its congregation, because he became a very popular preacher. And that church is the church in which those 9 black people were killed by Dylan Roof. That church still stands, and it's still active in South Carolina. Denmark Vesey, a voice out of the Caribbean and extending globally. That's my comment, Ivor.
Well, I really, really appreciate that. As usual, folks, you are in tune to the Caribbean Global Voices. This is your Saturday morning show. And, of course, you too can be a part of the conversation. Kind of a few things just put on board. Free speech. Is there such a thing as free speech? Or can you go to the theater and cry fire in a theater? Can you just say or do anything? Oh, here it is. You're going to the hospital. What is an emergency? If you walk into a hospital, they consider that if you can come in and walk in on your own, that's not an emergency. Is there such a thing? The quickest way to get there, you're living close to the hospital, is for you to either walk in or drive in yourself, and then they keep you there for 7 hours, and they only consider when the ambulance would have avoided accidents or getting accidents, rushing towards the hospital. That, by definition, is an emergency. So, tackle something. Free speech, tackle the, I don't know if you want to call it negligence, or 7 hours in an emergency room without being cared for. I think that's a bit much. Let's hope, hopefully, it was not exaggerated with the time. And our good old buddy Donald Trump, you know, his Mar-a-Lago residence was raided by the FBI. And I think Trump himself is trying to put some monkey wrench in it by saying he's disclosing the video of the guys coming there. Would that be interfering with evidence? I mean, me personally, I would like to know that. If you know you have the means to have security cameras all around your house, in your house, in your bathroom, in your toilet, what have you. And if you want to just show how it was done and expose stuff, could there be something can be done to prevent him from releasing that video? My understanding with Trump now is that his passport was seized because they consider him a flight risk. I'm not sure if that was true, though, with seizing his passport because of a flight risk. I don't know where in the world can Donald Trump hide, apart from his status as an ex-president. I don't think you can miss him. He's huge. But anyway, let's pick a topic, or you can bring one of your own.
Just thing, and this, I don't know how true it is about his passport.
We tackle that too. We have Lynette back with us too, so maybe she might want to get in something, because I know we just have another under 40 minutes here. And once we start, I think we're going to offer like resources with a bit much that I just put on the table. Lynette,
You wanted to say something there? No, it's afternoon time for you.
I just wanted to say congratulations to the Labour Party. We have a new government and a nice new Prime Minister. He's brand new. He's like a shiny new shoe that you take off because never been in there. And so we expect him to do good for the first five, at least for the first 5 years. We wish him all the best.
What do you think of the new attorney who is brand new as well? As I'm going to use local...
Gaz is a young man who went to school with my daughter. I think they went to factory school the same time. I'm not sure. I don't think it's the same class, but around the same time. And so, and I know his mother very well. And I think he should do very well.
Does the last name Wilkins, his father being Charles Wilkins, should that stand in the way of progress? His own...
Of course, no. Everybody should be taking out their own merit. He's a fine young man. Well brought up. Mother is a fine lady. I know her very, very well. And so I think we should do good. We should. It's good to see that young people are given a chance and not all these old people.
Well...
So I'm for the young people.
Okay, before the horses come back on the track, kind of like a horse is ready to go. You said you know her very, very well. You said two verys, right?
Yes.
Well, I know her. Oh, well, I know her very, 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 very well.
A very, very so suspicious.
Mm-mm. Oh. You see what I'm talking now? His mother, Cardinal, is Dawn Williams. Dawn Williams' mother is from Nevis. So we have some Nevis that his grandmother is from Nevis. I would have worked in St. Paul's police station while Dawn's mother was the nurse. And when you're a nurse in the village, kind of, you know that. You are not only a nurse, your primary care, your doctor, advisor, you're everything when you're a nurse. You're big. And, of course, in 1975, his mother, Dawn Williams, became the national queen. He graced the stage.
Yeah,
and I'm going to say this on air. I was her in terms of making sure she stayed in shape.
I know it was
exercising. Go to the beach. We ran in the beach. I was in St. Paul. I'm a St. Paulian man, Dawn Williams. So, very beautiful lady. You're quite right. Very nice. Beautiful.
Yeah, she's not beautiful on the outside alone. She's beautiful inside.
She's like a Whitney Houston. You know, Whitney Houston not only can sing, but she
yeah.
looked good. Well, that is Dawn. She looks
like me, beautiful inside and out.
Ah, you have to spoil it. Cardinal, please come on in.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting to see you. It's comforting to see you guys get excited about your new shoes. But always remember, new shoes that squeeze your foot before you get accustomed to them. You know?
But that's good. Maybe we
okay.
need some squeezing up.
Well, let's suggest the inexperience also comes with the lack of corruption and all the niceness that you have been advocating here also means the absence of a corrupted mind, because that is what's going to eventually determine where we go from here. Whether you come in with
but
a corrupted
know,
mind or
he was thrown in at the deep end, so he got it all out of the swim.
I like that. That's something that I would have done. That's oddly about that. Get in there. You either stink, float, or swim.
And if you don't like, you swim, right?
No, that's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
I'm willing to give them a chance.
But don't worry.
To perform.
He has experienced Dr. Denzel Douglas right alongside him there.
He has his father, too. His father is a very, very good lawyer. So comes from a good background. So... He'll be fine.
I don't know about the Charles Wilkins thing there. I think he's one-sided. But he has his own mind. I'm going to agree with you with that.
that he is an individual.
He has very good backing. That's what I want to say. I'm not taking personality into anything. Comes out of a good law firm.
Yeah, but he has to give that up now because he's working for the government. So.
Right, but he comes out of a good law firm.
Well, you're right. You're right. Okay. Let's get the horses on the track. The ram friends, come on, Sergeant now.
Let me talk about the rising prices first. Do you remember when we used to talk about how much cereal in the cereal box? And,
yeah.
You know, now that kind of thing, and I don't know how, but we are noticing now it's happening to all products. You go to the supermarket and you buy a product, and the container looks like it's the same size. But if you check the volume or whatever, the weight or stuff like that, you notice that it is less. So something we're doing about the containers to make us, you know, because we are not focusing so much on the thing. We know that we used to buy this, and it's the same price that we buy, but we are getting 4 and 5 ounces less every time. So what they're doing now to, in order to generate profits is to sell you the same thing at what appears to be the same price, but you get less in terms of your product. In addition to that, what we're noticing is that prices at the grocery store and everywhere else are not going up as inflation used to be. So there, in addition to inflation, there's a little bit of price gouging. You know, we only talk about price gouging in terms of crisis, but like when there's a hurricane and they start to sell bags of ice that used to be for 50 cents, they start selling it for $10. That's not what we have here. We have a consistent stream of price gouging, because today you buy something at the grocery store this weekend for a certain price. By next weekend, when you go back to buy the same thing, it ain't gone up by 5 cents or 2 cents or 3 cents. It gone up by certain amount of dollars, at least $2. So the package is not only smaller, they're still going up on the price. So we are, as consumers, we are trapped in a exploitation by the retailers and the producers. What do we do from here? Now, that the element of it that I talked about earlier, which is called shrinkflation, is a little bit different, but it adds to the concept that we know of inflation, which is rising in the price of the goods. There's another dimension, shrinkflation, lowering the product that you get for the price that you pay. So we are getting it on either end of the spectrum. Less product for more money, less bang for your buck. I think the buck need to do a little bit more banging, man. Somebody else can come in on this. Yes?
But what they did is, they didn't tell
it. Linda pops off again? Okay. So when you get a raise and you look as if you're making more money, you're actually making less money, because your money that you have is not able to go as far as you used to, but you're happy thinking that you got a raise. Now imagine for those of us who don't get raises. Okay, Lynette was about to say something, but anyway. Let me start comment on the issue of
Lynn was saying something there, but
Lynn the cut off.
I can hear you guys.
Okay,
yeah,
there you go. She's back. Go ahead.
I had you muted. But no, wait. Let me just say it here. How about another maybe half an hour or so? We're speaking about content versus price. So it's less content, and in most cases, the price is the same. And
Yeah, they lead the price the same. So you think that...
Same price.
Right.
Same kind of packaging.
But inside the... Right, less content. So I know the person I'm going to bring on here next who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He comes with a whole lot of love. He comes with... He just loves the limit. Good morning, Phil.
Morning, sir. How are you today?
I am very well.
Lynette, I'm not hearing you distinctly. You sound far away.
I am far away.
Oh. Where are you? Greece?
Close by.
Close by.
Close by Greece.
Close by Greece?
Yeah.
Oh. Rome?
No, a little further away.
Switzerland? Russia?
Phil is trying to find out where you are. Please tell Phil where you are so that he can come and get you.
Hey. I'm on a long vacation. I'm in a good time. How are you doing?
Oh, I see. You're with a good guy. That's great.
No, she's having a good time, not a good guy.
Oh, so, she's having a good time.
Yeah, you thought she said she was having... Phil thought she said you were with a good guy.
Not that fortunate. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Oh! They didn't hear you,
yeah. You all gave me those two numbers that you called me on. But I'm derelict in a response, you guys.
The number that
what?
I'll give you the number again. I'll send it to you again.
Yeah, I have it written down, I have it written down.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What else you're saying? Yeah, one is for Saturday and one is for Sunday. So.
Oh, one is 0005.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday. And
no.
Five.
No. The 563 is for Saturday.
Oh.
And the 515 is for Sunday. You're awesome. We were not hearing you.
Oh,
so
I
remember
see.
The 563, that is Saturday. 515.
I see.
God, we can hear you today.
It's good to hear your voice too, Lynette.
Yes. Doing good.
Yeah, doing good. Huh? Oh, so where are you now?
In the UK.
UK? Wow.
Yeah.
I see. I have a brother who lives in Norwich.
She didn't tell you, Phil, and she didn't get your permission nor approval, and she just got up and went to England. And went.
Why?
To
she's
was
an independent woman, independent worker, and so on. Yeah.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Are you
sure, Phil?
I'm sure that.
Phil, you're making things bad for people like me, man. You're giving these women so much autonomy, man. When do we have
Phil,
a
don't yeah. bother with him. When you're independent like that.
Yeah.
Free.
Yeah. Phil, yes, isn't it? Yeah. Will you tell me?
People like those just get them. And try to flaunt things in people's face, male especially. I heard one of them say the other, "For me, me ain't gonna own her."
Well, the men, the women.
So that's why I can just do as I like.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can't be good, be careful, right?
Be careful, but I'm doing good for my age, so I'm not even worried about it.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I must tell you how good I'm doing for my age. Last weekend, hiked 30 minutes up to the waterfall in Wales.
Wow.
And 30 minutes back down, and I'm good. That's how good I am.
I see. I was in Wales some time ago, 1989.
Uh-huh.
And in England, the sky was clear. You see blue all over. Blue.
Right now, just like that. Pretty and blue and sunny.
Yeah, sunny, yeah. Yeah.
All right. You're sending the folks, but let's get back into the food story here where you're getting... Do you get less gas for the same money, Cardinal? How does that go? We're talking about cereal.
Well, you're probably getting the same amount of gas, but you see how extensively the price is right and falling.
Oh, so okay.
Yeah. So, while even though the price of oil, which they say determines the price of the oil products, may remain the same or may fall lower, the price of gas still fluctuates and it goes up. I mean, last time we saw it went up all the way to about $5 per gallon. And but the price of oil has not changed. So that's where the profits lie. Now, we got to go back to 1972 when the price of oil began to skyrocket after 1972 and the price of gas went up with them. Now, since that, the price of oil went back down to its pre-1972 level. But gas hasn't gone back to 35 cents a gallon. So that game is still being played. It's all a game of consumer exploitation. And they tell us market forces. And we believe.
Did you hear the story that Nixon took the money from Nixon's time? The money wasn't based on anything. Did you ever hear that? Sorry?
What do you mean the money wasn't based on anything? Like what?
It was not backed up by gold.
Oh, it was not backed up by product. A more stable product like gold.
Yeah.
And that happened, but the gold that backed the pound that was not is the gold of Africa, of people who did not operate by the pound.
Uh-huh.
The gold that backed the British pound, which determined what everybody else's money is worth, was gold out of Ghana. And the Ghanaian people did not have the benefit of the formula that their resources were backing up.
Mm.
So, you know, and they kept it going that way.
Let me jump in here, Cardinal, because you were saying that the price is going up and going down. But do you know that Mayor Motley would have set a trend where she had capped the price in Barbados, that the price will not go up at the pumps, but the government would assume any price that would go up, and she would have capped that.
Okay,
that's
called subsidizing.
That is called subsidizing.
Mm.
And that is the way to lead and to help your people.
Well,
You see, the thing is that she can do that in Barbados, but what needs to be done is much more than that. The quest for the liberation of an enslaved people requires that they dissociate themselves and distinguish themselves from the culture that incorporates their enslavement. In other words, we have to disconnect ourselves from an economic system that was developed out of our enslavement and used to enslave us further. And for that, it's going to take more than Mia Motley allowing the government of Barbados to absorb the increase in prices that is inflicted on the people of Barbados. Mm-hmm. It's going to take communion of the people who are affected by that economic system, which means the reconstitution that she participated in the Pan-Africanist Conference earlier this year or sometime last year. Now, if African people's resources were to use to back their money, no money would be higher than the African dollar. That was the vision that Kwame Nkrumah had all the way back in 1957. So when the Pan-Africanist Conference was created, remember that its first conference was in Addis Ababa in 1963. It was hosted by the Emperor Haile Selassie. That was the plan, that African resources backed African currency. And they were supposed to have one currency throughout Africa rather than relying on all these different European currencies, the franc, the pound, the whatever else, and the dollar and everything else. After the Second World War, remember, the control of global economics and global politics was transferred to the United States. The baton for that was transferred to the United States. So the whole process of global white supremacy continued. So the U.S. dollar, I think what Phil is saying, the U.S. dollar became jacked up in price, in value, without having anything to back that value.
That's right.
And people start to scramble towards it, but it wasn't worth much. So when it's like, you know, sometimes you're baking bread in it, and it's not firm, so it kind of collapses. You ever bake a cake, and the cake collapses in the oven? It doesn't have the backing to make it solid. Right. So the dollar is like that. It did not have the backing of product to support it. So it collapsed. At that time, the Jamaican dollar was more powerful than the U.S. dollar. So what they did over time is that they sank the Jamaican dollar. Okay? They took control of the resources in Jamaica and sank the Jamaican dollar. And so Jamaica now is struggling. Their dollar is what? So much more per U.S. dollar than what the U.S. dollar is really worth. So that's the kind of thing that is happening, you know, overhead. But because they use all of these what seems to be sophisticated terms to describe the economic circumstances, like market forces and all that, and the Dow Jones going up, who understand what the hell they're talking about?
Yeah. Well, I must still give it to Mia Motley.
We don't understand what they're talking about because it doesn't make any sense.
Wait, until January 31st.
They spit it out to us every day, and they make it look as if they know what they're talking about. You understand?
Yeah, but
and it's the same thing that I was asking you.
Yeah, I'm saying
you know,
until January 31st, these guys are going to go to the pump knowing that this is the price I'm going to pay. So you can budget and knowing this is what I'm going to pay. And I think that's a good thing. You don't want to go in with $5, I'm going to fill up my tank. And when you look, it's $10 a gallon.
Yeah, so, but that's one thing. The other thing that we should need to get to is understanding, why am I paying that, though? That's what we need to get to.
No, they need to take it a step further. But we just got another 10 minutes here, Colonel, so maybe we can just swing on to something else quickly. Quickly, though. The topic that I spoke about, the free speech.
Yes.
It's free
That's
speech.
Another thing. That's another thing. Free speech. And you ask the question, what is free speech? Does it really exist? But everybody believes that it does. And if you look at it, free speech is what the powerful are free to say. You don't have free speech, and you're running around talking about, oh, I have free speech under the First Amendment. Nonsense. You could only say as much as you are permitted to say that doesn't stir people to think. Now, this young woman, she's an assistant attorney general, and this is where you're asking the question. She's assistant attorney general. She wrote on whatever social media page that she has that, you know, the Capitol rioters are patriots, and that Donald Trump won the 2020 election. According to her, she was fired because her social media post says that. Now I'm asking, is she permitted to say that? Does that cross the boundaries in which speech is permissible? And we're not talking about speech that is causing people to trample off each other. We are talking someone here who's stating an opinion as to what her position is.
The opinion is a lie. What if it's a downward lie? What do you say? Because there's proof now that the election was not stolen. There's proof that Biden won the election. Should somebody still carry on, especially when they've been held at a higher standard? I mean, I understand the free speech part, but when does a lie become a lie and you can view it as a lie? When does that happen?
Okay, let me ask this question. Because I'm leaning towards saying, yeah, it is, and if she's going to lose her job because saying something that she believes, when would they stop criminalizing us for talking what we want to believe? Now, remember, this is a long-trusting thing. Remember, people were locked up one time for saying that the earth was round when the church was saying the earth is flat. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
People were criminalized for that. So how are you going to criminalize somebody for believing something, even if it's a lie? Where do you stop? Now, do I go on
when
and say, well, these people here
who say they're going to heaven
after they die, they have no evidence of that. They're lying, so let's start lock them up too.
We're not sure that they're lying. No. I'm not going to go with that. We're not sure that they're lying.
Okay.
I am not sure if you sin, you're going to heaven or hell. But
yeah.
What I'm saying, when you...
Christianity is based on faith.
Mm-hmm.
Faith.
Yes,
when you use the statistics, you go through all the evidence. When you go through all the evidence, and it is proven, even by your own people who is in your corner, your attorney general, you tell me, no. You don't have enough votes to overturn the results of the election. You're an assistant state attorney now, and you're still peddling that lie. Colonel, you got no business in office. I am sorry. This doesn't come under free speech. You're no good for the country. You can say all you want about the rights as a patriot. That's your opinion. But when you're going to go on to say that the election was stolen and Trump won the election, I think you've gone too far.
You gone too far.
Yeah, I agree.
I disagree. I think people should be allowed to say what they want as long as it doesn't injure anybody else. I mean, an injury doesn't mean that.
Injury doesn't mean that I disagree with what you say.
Injury is not about hurting my feelings. You understand?
No.
Injury is not about hurting my feelings.
You
know.
What's the point?
So,
I don't know. Trump said that he won the election before they certified all these things and stuff. That's fine. That's his opinion. He believe he won and all this kind of stuff. After it was proven that you did not win the election, and the living proof is there in black and white, that is a dumb white lie, and you're hurting people because you saw what transpired at the Capitol. If you continue doing this thing here, and people believe in a right mind, and you're held at a higher standard, you can cause injury to people. That is what can happen. She have no business going that far. She can tell me, call them patriots all they want. I don't mind that. Those people have guts. Boy, they had glory. They had whatever. But when you're going to tell a downright official lie and you're in that position, you got no business being there, Cardinal. I'm telling the truth.
You got no business being there, but that doesn't mean that you don't have the right to believe what you want to believe. And that's what I'm getting at. If he want to believe that he win the election, let him go ahead and believe that. That's not a problem for me.
It's a problem for me.
You understand? He cannot.
You
cannot hurt anybody.
And when
you cannot injure anybody by believing,
after people don't believe it's the truth, and then you see what can happen when certain people say certain things. That Capitol riot had no business being there. And if Trump had called it off earlier, the people they would have called off, you would have had it to that extent. Peddling that with an election pending just around the corner again. You're trying to get Trump to come back in there again? To what? Mash up the whole country again? No. We got to end this show, gentlemen.
I agree that, you know, they proceeded to do something to injure people. That's a criminal act. But for them to believe that he won the election, that's their right. And if so, for someone to say that they're going to lose their job because they think, not because they cannot do an effective job, but because they think that Trump won the election, you know,
he's alive.
Is a violation of their right to speak.
If he was fired, I'm gonna say the last word, you know. If the fire because labeled the guys who went to the Capitol as patriots, I say that's wrong. That's our opinion. I view them as patriots, courageous. I don't have no problem with that. If they fire her because she's peddling a lie that Trump won the election, and we have an illegitimate government and president, he ought to be fired. I make no bones about it. Let's wrap it up. We got all of 4 minutes, so let's just go ahead and thank Don and Debbie especially for coming through. And at the top, we had Barbara coming through here with devotion and powerful prayer. Lynette said that I did not either listen or understand or I ignored the word, but I did listen. But I'm going to have another chance to go back into the archives. So, Phil, I'm going to urge you to go into the archives and listen. To me, it was powerful. It was dynamite.
Your prayer?
Yes, there was a prayer warrior on there this morning, and she would have said something that Lynette thought it was high and mighty. But Lynette, who has free speech, and she has an opinion, she said, in her opinion, I did not listen, I did not read the memo, I didn't get the word. So I'm not going to fire her for that. So, Lynette, go ahead and say your goodbyes, and
I enjoy the show fully. I listen from the top because I'm stuck at home. So it's a good thing. And nice to hear Phil. Phil, it was nice to hear you and to know that you're all right.
Yes, I'm okay.
I look forward to the next show. Saturday night was good hearing you guys again. I missed a couple of weeks, but, you know, weekends is when I roam.
Yeah.
Next weekend is a bigger weekend because it's the carnival weekend and holiday weekend and all of that and all of
that. Yes.
I will see what, next weekend is the Notting Hill Carnival. Mm-hmm.
Well, Phil, hopefully you'll come back tomorrow on the 5 number at the 6 o'clock hour in the PM, 6 to 9. That's the 515 number. So he'll be happy to hear you from that end of it.
Okay.
Colonel, say your goodbyes there, and I'm going to give you a message, a big message from Kathleen in a minute.
Yes, it was, once again, another show which I enjoy being part of, bringing this to the fans, special fans, and everyone else who join us on a Saturday morning for some entertainment and information. I love doing it, and therefore, I'll be back here next week. The same thing again. Just join us. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you feel we should be talking about. And join the conversation. I'll see you there next week.
Yes.
Until then, have a great time.
Oh, thank you. All right, Phil, go ahead and say goodbye to your fans, Phil.
Yes. Well, goodbye. So long. So long, rather. Until we meet again next Saturday. God be with you all.
No, Phil. I'm not going to read what Kathleen said, but I'm going to read what somebody else sent over here. They said, Cardinal is mixed up. The lady have a right to say what she has to say, but she should not be allowed to hold on to that post. So Kathleen said to say, good morning, good show. Well, let me say what she said. She said good show, and she enjoyed it. So, folks, till next week, we are going to be saying ta-da, goodbye, so long. Marjorie, feel well. She came through. She loaned us her voice this morning. Always a pleasure to hear Marjorie. And for those who would have mourned and went to the home with Merle Cornelius over there in Nevis, we want to hold you guys up in prayer. With that being said, West Indies, let's rally around them. One more win and we can get a series win against New Zealand. It will bolster our chances of people still rallying around the West Indies. So until then, folks, I'm going to say ta-da. Lost my screen. I don't know where my screen go. It went away.
Lost your screen?
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to close it out. Okay, it just came up. I hope so. It could be good. If you can't be good, be careful. That's what was the central word. If you can't be good, be careful. And Lynette just wrote me and said, if you can't be good, what did I say here? Let me read it good. If you can't be good at it. Okay, Lynette, we got you. That's the last word.